This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I like to really look and observe interactions between the players and see how this offense really just gravitates or not to Russell Wilson, just to see that dynamic. And also Arthur Smith, you know, see if you, is there anything really noticeable with the offense? Obviously there's going to be something. It's early in training camp, so they're obviously not going to be installing everything. Everything I've heard, and I talked to somebody the other day that told me they are absolutely excited about what you're going to see from Arthur Smith's offense. They're like, you're going to be very, very happy with what you see. So right there, it makes me a little, piques my interest a little bit right there to see how much of a difference it is.
Caboli with us yesterday here on the Fan Morning Show, our Steelers insider from The Athletic. Well, they better be excited. They had Matt Canada before. And so this guy's going to be better than him. Guarantee?
Yes.
Guarantee. He'll be better than that.
There's
guy.
No question.
But it's not good enough to just be better than that guy. Like, you've got to actually have a good offense this year. And so here's where I did the math, Doran. You had something to add first?
No, I just think it's funny because, like, you know, everybody's going to be excited for a new offense. Like, I remember everybody was excited whenever Nate Hackett came into Buffalo and his offense ended up being trash. So, like, it's just funny. But, I mean, obviously I love Arthur Smith and know him very well. So I hope that it does translate. But go ahead.
Well, I asked this poll question on the Twitter.com. Which combo would lead to a better offense? Russell Wilson with Matt Canada or Kenny Pickett with Arthur Smith? So we can get into that a little bit later
on.
Let's
get into that for sure.
We'll definitely get into that. But so I started to do some math because it's not just enough for Arthur Smith to be competent and better than Matt Canada. That's not going to get you very far. If you want to win at a high level, you got to score points. So here's where the math comes in. The teams that made the playoffs last year in the NFL scored on average 25 points per game. That's even factoring in the Steelers' outlier at 17.9 points per game. So the Steelers were far and away the worst offense to make the playoffs last year. Even factored in, 25 points per game was the average of the teams that made the playoffs. The teams that won in the playoffs scored, on average, 31 points per playoff game. So you want to win in the playoffs, you got to score. I'm seeing 45, 31, 26, 48, 24, 32, 31, 24, 27, 34, 34, 25. There was only one game that was the outlier in the playoffs last year. Kansas City beat Baltimore 17-10. Other than that, the low water mark for winning a playoff game was 24 points. So you don't just need Arthur Smith to be better than Matt Canada. You need to be around 25 points per game in the regular season, and you need to be able to score when you get into the playoffs. Do you think they've got that recipe?
I think they will have that recipe for two reasons. I mean, Arthur Smith's offense will make sense. There'll be a rhyme or reason to it. And I think that the normal football watching eye will be able to identify that. Last year, it didn't take, you know, former NFL players or football minds to figure out that Matt Canada didn't know what the hell he was doing. There was no continuity to his offense. You'll be able to see that, and that makes things a lot easier for the players, and that makes sense to playing football and, and running an offense. And then, two, you have a quarterback who has won a Super Bowl, who has played in the league for over a decade. That helps a lot. And I know Mike Tomlin would – he definitely – not just appreciates that, but wants that and not have to worry about grooming a young quarterback alongside being a head coach, alongside trying to run a defense, alongside, you know, doing other things. So that does compute to what you're saying.
Well,
just those two reasons right there.
That's well said, man, because not only were they having to teach Kenny, you could tell they didn't trust Kenny. Just the way that they had him manage the game. Don't turn it over. We'll, quote-unquote, unleash you come the fourth quarter. It was basically, hey, Kenny, don't screw it up. We're going to run the ball play defense. Young quarterback, year two. Tomlin doesn't trust young players an awful lot. We saw how long it took to play Broderick Jones. We saw how long it took to build up the snaps for Joey Porter Jr., and that's not even at the quarterback position. But then you also had Matt Canada, and I'm not sure they had a lot of trust in Matt Canada either. Like, enough trust to not fire him when they should have fired him earlier, but we heard all the stories coming out. Like, Mike Tomlin had to play babysitter, basically. My hope is that with Russ, with Arthur Smith, to your point, Mike Tomlin could say, you guys do your thing on the offense, and I'll be the defense guy, and we'll figure it out.
Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
That's the hope. Question we threw out there to the masses on Twitter, @_AdamCrowley, which combo would lead to a better offense? Russ Wilson and Matt Canada calling the plays, or Kenny Pickett, a quarterback with Arthur Smith calling the plays? 62% of people so far saying they think the Pickett-Arthur Smith offense would be better. I actually don't have, and this isn't great for talk radio, I don't have an opinion on this. I was just more curious, but you're the football man, so do you have an opinion?
Absolutely, Russell Wilson and Matt Canada.
Yeah.
There's things in whenever you have a veteran and a really, really good quarterback, and I think we're talking Russell Wilson, say like this year, say Matt Canada was the offensive coordinator this year, Russell Wilson would have the opportunity to actually take over games on the field. Like, there are, like, Matt Canada can't put a helmet on, and the offensive coordinator can't put helmets on. There are things that happen on the field where just the quarterback knows and can do and can control. And it would be very hard for Canada and Mike Tomlin to tell Russell Wilson he couldn't freaking audible at the line. And Russell Wilson would be like, well, even though you said that I can't do it, I see this, I identify this, and I'm going to execute this because it makes sense because I've seen it before.
Mm-hmm.
With Kenny Pickett, he still was so young and still so raw and hadn't developed into a maturing quarterback that even with Arthur Smith, Arthur couldn't put the helmet on. And Kenny would have to make some decisions that I think that he hadn't have been privy of or seen, and it probably would have been the wrong decisions, where Russell Wilson could just go out there and be like, you know what, this doesn't make sense. Listen, guys, we're going to do this, and they're not going to say anything because it's going to work.
Yeah.
So
he's got
that.
He's got the chutzpah to do whatever he wants to do out there.
He's played. Mm-hmm. I mean, how many times has he seen? There's only so many defenses that you can run.
Right.
Like, and Russell Wilson has seen it 1,000 times.
Yeah.
So I would absolutely, no doubt about it, didn't even think twice about it, would say Russell Wilson to Matt Canada.
He would also be better off schedule outside the framework than Kenny. Kenny was great at that at Pitt. I mean, it's one of the reasons why he led Pitt to the ACC championship in his final year. But we saw that was a lot harder in the NFL when you've got all these athletes. Russ Wilson still, not what he once was, but still makes plays outside of the schedule, outside of the called offense, to where you go, okay, I agree with you. I do think it would be better with the quarterback. If you put all the coordinators and all the quarterbacks into a draft, the quarterback's getting drafted ahead of the schemers. Now, there are exceptions. Like Kyle Shanahan, if he's part of this conversation, maybe the answer is different. If it's Sean McVay or Andy Reid, maybe it's different. But we're working with Matt Canada and Arthur Smith here.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's just amazing what like a really, really good quarterback and a dynamic quarterback can do for you. I mean, you think of Lamar Jackson, you think of Josh Allen, you think of obviously Mahomes. Like, you're trying to tell me that they stick to the scheme? Like, they are the scheme. Like, you could call whatever play you want, and then you improvise because you're so gifted at quarterback that there's so many things that go on during a game within the, you know, within the white lines that the quarterback just, you know, has the judgment on, and it's has nothing to do with the play.
Right.
I mean, Ben is the best example of that.
Yes.
I mean, Ben, you're trying to tell me that Todd Haley was like, Ben, I want you to scramble around and do this, this, and that, and then find Antonio Brown down the field whenever he runs a post route, but he actually does put his foot in the ground whenever he's down the field and goes the other way, and then Mike Wallace is going that way, and then find one of those guys. Like, no, like, that's playing quarterback, and that's what happens whenever you have a really good quarterback, and Kenny Pickett just wasn't there.
Did you ever do that in Madden? You could do create a play, and you'd have your wide receiver run 8 million zigzags and run around. That's so much fun.
Yes.
Just, my man's doing a figure eight
that. That's what Kansas City does. Like, I mean, people, yeah, I mean, you know, Andy Reid's a great schemer, a great offensive coordinator, but if you watch Travis Kelce, just watch him like one game. Like, he is not running routes.
They have that mind meld, him and Mahomes.
They're playing backyard football.
Yeah.
And that's how you win something.
Well, and maybe the best point on all of this is Ben, in his final season, was no good. Apart from the fourth quarter, where he was excellent. Why? Because he was on the field making the play calls, which is exactly what you're saying Russ Wilson would be doing in given situations under a Matt Canada offense. The reason I asked the question isn't to obsess about Kenny Pickett or anything like that. I'm sure I'm going to get blown up on Twitter. Why are you still talking about Pickett? It's more just to get to the heart of, what's the bigger addition this year? Is it Arthur Smith or Russell Wilson?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.